Rescue at Sea from Exodus and from Matthew. In the events of the Exodus, we see God's promise to Abraham of a great nation of descendants realized. In the people's entry into Canaan, God's promises of land is realized. These are the stories of God's promises kept all in God's time. The promises God made to Abraham were finally realized in the events of the Exodus and entry into Canaan, 560 years after the promises were made. Clearly, God's time and our time are vastly different. The God of Abraham is a God who does not forget his people or his promises, no matter how long it takes. God remains with us and will never leave us. No matter what we do, we are forgiven because of Jesus. The good news for the Hebrews is in the form of Moses. The good news for them and us is in the name of Jesus Christ. God does the work of freeing the people, not Moses. God is the one who fought the battles for the Hebrews as Moses listened and led them to freedom. It was God who made the water come out of the stone. God separated the water and the Hebrews walked on dry land. God slowed the chariot wheels or caused them to fall off. God was and is the one who can fight the evil in the world, not Moses and not us. God tells us to love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our strength. It is God who says, love your neighbor as yourself. It's also God, not us, who will save this world from all the other evils that torment us and try to turn us from God. God says, be still and know I am here. And then he says, now go and spread the good news of Jesus Christ to all nations. God said to Moses, tell them to be still. When the Hebrew people began to complain, we are restless because we do not know what to do with the situation going on around us. Trust in God. Love our neighbors. God will do the rest. Jesus said, go out baptizing and making disciples of all nations. Teach them all that I have commanded you. Jesus commanded us to love each other the way Jesus first loved us. Jesus' love for God's children will never end because Jesus is the open gate of God's promise of eternal life. God never leaves us, and God always keeps his promise to all his children. Grace comes from Jesus, the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. God of salvation, you rescued the Israelites at the edge of the Red Sea. Rescue us from the things of this world that threaten our lives and livelihoods, so that we might forever place our trust in you. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, the open gate, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.